This week the question is, should Christians wear bathing suits? The short answer to this question is simply no, Christians should not wear bathing suits. Now let me give you the Bible reasons for this answer. First, public nakedness is shameful and sinful. Nakedness between a husband and wife is biblical and pure, Hebrews 13 verse 4, Genesis 2 verse 25, but public nakedness is shameful according to the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 18, the Bible says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Jesus is the one that said that. He said it's a shame to be naked. Second, having scanty cloth stretched tightly over your body does not mean that your nakedness has been covered. In Job 22, verse 6, the Bible says, for you have taken pledges from your brother for no reason and stripped the naked of their clothing. Now, question, how does one strip the naked of their clothing? I mean, after all, if someone's naked, that means they don't have any clothing on, doesn't it? So then how can a naked person have clothing stripped from them? Well, when someone has such little clothing that it does not adequately cover their body, they are considered naked by God. In Job 22, verse 6, the passage is describing poor people who have so little clothing they are considered naked. And bullies try to take away what little clothing the poor people do have. So having a tight swimming suit stretched out over a small portion of the body does not mean one's nakedness has been adequately covered. Third, women who expose their bodies are tempting men to lust. Men are primarily sexually aroused by sight. This is why the Bible places the emphasis on modest apparel, on how women dress themselves. Because men are sexually aroused by sight, it is important for godly women to cover up their bodies so as not to arouse sensual desires in men who are not their husbands. In private, let the wife wear what she wishes in the privacy of her own home and with her own husband. But in public, let the woman wear modest clothing which covers her body and prevents other men from lusting after her. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 and 28, Jesus said, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Now it is true that men should work on guarding their own eyes and their own thoughts, Job 31 verse 1. But it's also true that when a woman exposes her body so as to invite lustful thoughts, she shares in the blame of lustful thinking on the part of men. In conclusion, God's people are exhorted to be different than sinners. Rather than conforming to what everyone else is doing, God's people should be taking their standards for living from Holy Scripture. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, the Bible says, women must adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Now be honest in asking yourself this question. When people see you wearing a swimming suit in public, is the first thought that goes through their minds, I think that person must be a Christian. There's something about that swimsuit that professes godliness. Well, most people, if they're honest, will admit that godly thoughts are not what goes through a person's mind when they see someone in a swimming suit. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. And there At our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.